Bone metastases are common in lung cancer, diagnosed in approximately 2 out of 3 of patients globally and up to 36% of patients suffering from non-small cell lung cancer. Metastatic destruction means that bones may become weak, putting patients at risk of serious bone complications, including pathologic fracture, spinal cord compression, and/or radiation or surgery to bone, the consequences of which are often devastating. Bone complications are indicators of poor prognosis and cause substantial pain and morbidity, frequently leading to time in hospital with a poor quality of life. They commonly occur on load-bearing bones, those that are critical for a patient's mobility and activities of daily living. Up to two-thirds of patients also experience severe pain. As many as 41% of bone complications experienced by patients may result in lengthy inpatient stays, which on average last approximately 18 days. One bone complication may contribute to multiple hospitalizations, and once patients experience one, the risk of subsequent events increases, with the time between readmissions becoming shorter. Despite the burden of bone complications, short patient life expectancy is often cited as the main reason not to treat with bone-targeted agents. Almost a third of these untreated patients may have a life expectancy of around a year, with more than two-thirds identified as being at moderate to high risk of experiencing a bone complication. When considering that the median survival time for advanced lung cancer patients from diagnosis of bone metastases is measurable in months, it is important to consider bone protective therapy when bone metastases are diagnosed before debilitating bone complications are experienced. Choose the convenience of subcutaneous Xgeva when bone metastases are present. Help delay the median time to first bone complications with Xgeva by a further 6 months and prolonging the median time to worsening pain by 3.4 months versus zoledronic acid. Xgeva is not associated with renal toxicity and does not require renal monitoring or dose adjustment, and can be considered for patients with renal dysfunction.